Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Here we are. Hey, guess what happened in 1945, April 12th, which is today?
I don't know.
No guess? You don't care?
No, I care. It's history. I'm a lover of history. I don't know, though.
FDR dies in office.
Oh.
Yeah. And Hitler, because he was a big... when people follow your astrological sign,
yes,
you know,
yes.
He was really into that.
Yeah.
And I guess Goebbels went to him and said, you know, mein Führer, this is a great thing. It says right here, blah, 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 the war will turn in our favor. This is a sign. FDR is dead. Which was a lot of crap, but.
Right.
April 12th, 1945, yeah. FDR died in office.
Well, I learned that from Hellboy and the Indiana Jones movies. Hitler was a nut for the astrological stuff. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
But that's true, right? He really was. I mean, that's not just in the movies. Hitler was kind of wonky when it came to that astrological and theological stuff. He was looking for the Ark, just like in the movie. It was real. He was looking for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And he wanted to believe what, because times were so desperate for the Germans at that point in time. He wanted to believe, especially so, that this was a sign that the war would turn in their favor.
Right. Well, wrong again.
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
What year did he put a gun to his own head and blow his brains out? Do you remember that, history buff?
Yeah. Wow.
That same, say, well, same year, right?
Same year. I don't know what day. I think it was in June.
That's the one thing I didn't do when I went to Germany a few years
first
back.
Week in June, I think.
I didn't go to the Eagle's Nest. I wanted to do that. I wasn't that far from there.
Berchtesgaden?
Yeah, it's up there in the mountains there in the southern Bavarian Alps. And I went down the Garmin part of Kirchen and didn't get a chance to get there. I think it was like an hour drive to get there and just never made it. But I wanted to.
I always wondered why the Allies couldn't bomb that area. Maybe it just was such a remote target that it wouldn't be cost-efficient, worthwhile. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, yeah.
But did you ever wonder about that? You know, you see the movies and everything, and they're out there on the balcony, not balcony, but kind of that, you know, outdoor terrace, if you will, looking at the beautiful countryside. And it's like, where are the Allied bombers hitting this area?
They probably didn't want to hit the Von Trapps, dude.
They didn't want to hit what?
The Von Trapps.
The Von Trapps?
The hills are alive. You know,
I never really saw that movie.
Oh, dude,
I saw bits and pieces.
If you never saw The Sound of Music, you got to see it.
Seen bits and pieces.
Oh yeah, great movie. Great family film. Yeah, really a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like the actors. You know, so good.
Yeah,
I can't believe you haven't seen it.
Yeah, there's so many classic movies that I have only seen bits and pieces of, and I have to just sit down someday and watch all these before I die. Put that on the bucket list for me,
dude. Once you're in the home, you can. Watch movies all day long, you know. All I want is a home that's going to give me Turner Classic Movies and Netflix. So I'm good to go.
And where the smell of urine is minimal.
Hopefully.
I'm not counting on it, though.
Or not.
I'm not an optimist.
Speaking of such, let's take on our first subject today. Debbie Dingell is raising a whole ton
of
cash. What do you do this to me? It's getting too hard to have a conversation in here. All right. So AnnArbor.com reported a day or so ago that Debbie Dingell raised $500,000 in the last 4 weeks for her campaign to run for John's
seat
in the House. And frankly, you know how I feel about it. Enough of a dynasty. It's the same reason I don't want Jeb Bush to run. Not that I like his views anyways, but even if I did, I would still be against another Bush running for office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enough is enough. This is not what America's about. We don't need any more royalty. This is not. Give somebody else a chance.
Yeah, royalty. That's exactly what it seems like.
It does.
Especially
Clintons,
if another Bush or Dingles, Clinton were elected.
You know, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, America. Wise up. stop electing these same old people. Because you know what? You wonder why nothing changes. Nothing gets any better. Because you keep electing the same families. Stop. The name should be enough to tell you I'm not voting for him.
Well, it's almost like in Russia. You know, Putin's elected. And then you have Medvedev as his prime minister.
And then they switch.
And then they switch again.
Yeah.
And so it'd almost be the same thing. You know, Clinton or a Bush, I saw Bill Clinton on Jimmy Kimmel last night. And he did not look good. I mean, he's real thin. But the way he responded to Jimmy, I mean, Jimmy's totally coherent and respectful toward him. But the way Bill Clinton responded to him, his eyes would kind of bug out. And he seemed at times he was almost lost in his own little world. I mean, he's getting up there. He's still under, I think he's like 69, right? He's not even 70 yet.
Dude, he was a partier, man. He probably burned out a lot of brain cells, like a lot of us. You know?
Well, he never inhaled, so I mean, that never took effect.
You believe that?
Do you believe that I believe that? Come on.
No, I don't.
No. But I don't know. It was an odd feeling watching him. It's not like he was totally lost and gone, but I could sense that maybe that's coming on.
Yeah, could be. Could be. I mean, it's some of us, it hurts earlier than others, you know. I mean, there's no doubt he's getting the best medical care. So,
yeah, and he's had quadruple bypass surgery,
yeah,
and a couple of stents, and he's on this vegan diet, and he's not a Buddhist, but he's getting into Buddhist meditation to control his anxieties and stress.
Really?
What
would he have to be anxious about? He's the ex-president. He's got all the money in the world. All he's got to do is go out and do talk shows. The biggest stress he may have is his wife, Hillary, is probably stressed out thinking about running.
I was going
to
say.
He's got nothing to worry about.
Well, I was going to say, you know, even if she wasn't going to run, do you know what he has to come home to every day? That would be enough to stress anybody out.
She might be a great wife, dude.
She might be.
She could be a wonderful person when she's out of the spotlight and at home, you know.
She could be. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hanging out. Who knows?
And I know we're going to get into Hillary, so to speak, later on in the show.
Oh, that's a vision I don't want to see, dude.
And I saw the video, you know, of the shoe and everything, but we're going to get to that.
Yeah, we're going
to. My reaction to that might surprise you.
Yeah, she handled it very well. Let's finish up with the bingo, and then we'll move on to that. So, you know, 734-822-1600. Call in. If you got something you want to talk about Debbie Dingell running, tell me how you feel. I'm frankly just outraged. It really gets my goat that this lady, wife of John Dingell, thinks she can just step into his shoes and continue the Dingell dynasty. I'm not happy about it. She's saying most of this money she's raised has come from small donations from people. You know, I'm not buying that either. You know, this is the unions will back her to the teeth. She probably already has. I don't know what the legal ramifications is, but I'm sure John can take his war chest and give it to her or somehow finance it. There's got to be a way. I send it to a PAC, which then finances her. I have no doubt that she has got so much more money than Terry Bowman. Now, let's give him a prof. Vote for Terry Bowman this time around, folks. You want to change of pace? You want to send somebody to Washington who's good, who cares about you, who believes in the Constitution? Vote for Terry Bowman in November.
Well, before they can run against each other, don't they both have to secure their respective parties' nominations?
Yes.
So we haven't even reached that point yet.
Yes.
And isn't there a recent person contesting Debbie Dingell for that?
Yes. Ypsilanti attorney Ray Mullins. Mm-hmm. And maybe because we just don't like Debbie running, we should see if we can get Ray Mullins to come on the show. You think he'd come on?
Well, I don't know what he's about. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
He might be.
Ray Mullins, if you're out there, I'll give you a fair shake because I'd rather see you win that spot than Debbie Dingell.
Well, he might be left of Debbie Dingell, though. Who knows?
I don't care. That's fine.
Really?
Fresh blood. Fresh blood. I would rather have fresh blood than nothing, because if he's a wacko, crazy, communist, liberal, how is that any different?
The only thing, though, is if Debbie Dingell doesn't get elected, we're going to have to continue to see her on Channel 4 every Sunday morning talking on the little panel discussion.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's worse. I know what they say, just change the channel. But just knowing that she's on is something that I don't know if I can stomach anymore.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. But it is our opportunity, and I'm going to do my part, as I know you are, to tell my Facebook friends and everyone else, vote for Terry Bowman. You got to do it. So absolutely. Let's go into a break, and when we come back, we'll pick up with Hillary. And call in if you feel like it, 734-822-1600. See you on the other side.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Here you are, Polly, my latest culinary creation.
These fish fillets look wonderful.
They are. I just used a small amount of a vegetable oil that's low in saturated fat.
Does that matter?
It does. Oils like canola, corn, and olive mainly contain monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, and they can help reduce bad cholesterol in your blood and lower your risk of heart disease and stroke.
How do you know?
The American Heart Association told me at heart.org/facethefats.
Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
More American Indians live in poverty than any other racial or ethnic group. Since 1989, the American Indian College Fund has helped thousands of young men and women begin a path out of poverty as students at tribal colleges. As more American Indians see a college education as a way out of poverty, full-time college enrollment continues to rise, along with a continued need for support. Help a student, help a tribe. Learn more at tribalcollege.org. A public service message from the American Indian College Fund.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enna Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for catching our drift down here at Wham Talk 1600, 822-734-1600. 734-822-1600. Boy, I had a little dyslexic moment myself there.
That was pretty good.
There you go. So let's take care of a little business. Sponsor of this half hour is The Current, CourantOnline.com. Go to
CourantOnline.com.
Yes. If you want to get into the May edition, it's always our biggest edition. So call me, 734-629-6010, and reserve your space in the May issue of The Current. We've grown 600% in the last 7-8 years now, and
unlike the economy,
yes, we're far exceeding the performance of the economy, especially.
But much like the debt,
yes. So, brand your business in The Current and grow with us. 734-629-6019, or go to courant online.com. Yeah, how'd you like?
Hashtag rant. You see? I'm hip.
Hashtag. There you go.
I'm into the Twitter world now.
Before we move on to our good buddy Hillary, a little update on Mike Rogers leaving. He endorsed former majority leader in the U.S. Senate, Mike Bishop, who's pretty experienced. I'm a little worried that, you know, it's more of the political gamesmanship. I think he's been in there too long, but we'll see. He's certainly going to be far better than whatever Democrat they decide to put up against him. People have been dropping left and right in that race, but that's a pretty important spot. So I hope Bishop's got the gumption to really work at it.
You'd rather have Bishop than, say, Dick Durbin? From that just squeaky clean state of Illinois and...
So anyways, we'll put that out there. Mike Bishop, if you want to come on the show, feel free to come on and get a little free publicity talking to the Drake and I. We'll go easy on him.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
You never know.
I'm promising, but I'm crossing my fingers. Yeah. So, all right, let's move on. That's boring. Let's go to something we really want to talk about. Hillary Clinton. Now, this week, Jimmy Carter, my favorite worst president ever. Well, yes, I like him better than Barack Obama, and he's only half as bad. Was the former worst president of the United States.
You know, many things I think about Jimmy Carter is, you know, again, you and I are about the same age. Back in the college days at Western, didn't you just feel this overwhelming sense of relief when Ronald Reagan was elected and you knew that Jimmy Carter was on his way out after, you know, the November election, and that breath of fresh air was coming in? I was a freshman at Western, and I just felt such a sense of relief that things maybe aren't going to be so bad going forward. And there was a sense of optimism, not just because Reagan was coming in, but that Jimmy Carter was going out.
Yes, I remember talking politics at all my parties at Western.
You know, I actually did. I mean, and I wasn't the only one. I was shocked. Were most of your friends at Western conservatives? And news junkies? Mine, it just happened to fall out that way. And I joined this fraternity, and every one of these guys were conservatives. I wasn't expecting that at all.
You know, I finally got into my first political foray, actually, came at Western. You remember the Western Herald, the newspaper, our college newspaper, right?
Vaguely, yeah.
All right, they put it out. I don't know if it was weekly. I don't even remember now. But I remember Ronald Reagan had been president for a number of years, and Sam Donaldson asked a question, something about, do you sing in the shower?
I remember that. That was classic.
And David Livingstone.
Sam. I don't care. I liked him.
Yeah, David Livingstone was a writer for the Herald at the time, and he's still a writer today. He's out there somewhere. Mm. And he's just as liberal as he ever was. And I was so incensed by it that I wrote a letter to the editor, and they published it. I wish I could get a copy of that. I have to go look for it. I used to have a copy of it somewhere in my belongings.
Was it Sing in the Shower or Pee in the Shower or something else in the shower?
Yeah, and they were alluding to you shouldn't have your finger on the nuclear button whatever it was.
There was like no correct answer. You would condemn yourself no matter how you responded, right?
Yeah, and it was the point was Sam Donaldson was an idiot for asking the question. You know, you want to talk about being disrespectful to the president.
Right.
That's about as disrespectful as you can get. You know, I never looked at Sam Donaldson the same way after that.
I've got a quick Sam Donaldson line, though, after your...
Go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you here.
I
already caused you to lose your
train of thought. My train of thought's long gone.
I shot it, yeah. The one thing that really cracked me up with Sam Donaldson I'll never forget is an ABC's... what do they call it? They had their little, you know, talk forum, and they had their guests sometimes up on the big screen there. Mm-hmm. And he had George Shultz on there. And Sam was asking him a very specific question, and George Shultz did the typical political non-answer. You know, he went roundabout and talking in circles, and Sam called him out on the carpet. He says, sir, I just asked you a very specific direct question, and you give me this long-winded story that doesn't answer my question. It has nothing to do with what I asked, so I'm going to ask you again. And he posed the question, and George Shultz says, Well, I don't know what odds Jimmy the Greek are giving on that. And then Sam interrupts again and says, I'm not asking about Jimmy the Greek. I'm asking about George the Schultz. What is your answer, George the Schultz? I never forgot that.
He should have just said, if you don't give me a straight answer, my toupee is going to come flying off. The guy had the worst hair in television, without a doubt. Yeah.
And those big, like, Star Trek-type eyebrows.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, maybe Ted Koppel's hair was worse. I don't know, but God rest. I think Sam Donaldson's gone now, right? Didn't he die, too?
Did he die?
Ted Koppel's gone, I know.
Ted Koppel died?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm really out of the loop.
Yeah, yeah. All the biggies are gone now. I mean, we've lost all of them.
Yeah, well, they were
all liberal anyway.
Very liberal, yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. That was something
okay.
I
so
never
where were we going
never forgot.
With that?
George the Schultz.
George.
So Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Carter.
Right.
Jimmy the Good Carter said this about Hillary Clinton. She took very little action as Secretary of State to bring about peace. Well, she took very little action to do anything. I mean, having
anything
let...
Anything competent.
Yeah, I mean, she had... some ambassadors who were getting in trouble, and this kind of got blown under the rug already. Ambassadors who were engaging prostitutes and have since been replaced. That happened under her watch. Benghazi happened under her watch. I mean, what was she doing?
$6 billion lost under her watch.
$6 billion lost under... So I guess my point is, there's no experience in the foreign policy department, if Hillary's president, we're going to be back to the same old stupidity.
No, she's definitely not a CEO that can run a department. As a senator in the legislature branch, she accomplished nothing. Again, there's just this Hillary Clinton out there that for some oddball reason is supposed to be our next president. We're ready for Hillary. You know, the bumper stickers are already out there.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not ready for Hillary. That's a bumper sticker you and I should put out.
That's the only thing I really have against Hillary is that she's anointed as president, and there's no sound logical reason whatsoever
none.
That she should be. Zero, absolute none, except she has name recognition. She was married to Bill Clinton. That's it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear about how she traveled all over the world a billion times like Superman flying around the world. Who cares?
Well, she's got Whitewater behind her, dude. That's...
Yeah.
All right, so maybe that's not a
Rose Law Firm.
Let's take a call from Jenny. Jenny wants to talk about this rancher standoff going out in Nevada.
Who's out there? Is it George the Schultz?
Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, I thought that was pretty cool this week, didn't you?
About the standoff, I'm reading the headlines right now, and the feds have backed down because a lot of people showed up, and they're trying to just cool it out a little bit, I guess. So it's nice that they were smart enough to walk away for a change.
Yeah, for a change. But those ranchers were actually, they had more guts than most of us.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on this issue because, the reason I didn't even want to talk about today, because I don't think I'm educated enough. I know he owes money. He hasn't been paying his grazing fees. But... does he seriously have a point? Has his family owned that property since the 1800s, since before it was federal land? I don't know. I'm not privy to all that information. I haven't had the time to dig into it. I wish I did. I wish I could do this full time and dig into that, but I can't. I kind of like it. I like anybody that can put a thumb in the eye of the federal government, you know, at least temporarily to give freedom a leg up. I'm happy with, but... is he really on the right side of this? I don't know, Jenny. I mean, how much have you looked at this?
Well, I mean, all I've heard is what I've heard on the conservative news, and they say he is.
Yeah, there's the tortoise part of it, but, you know, when somebody allegedly owes millions of dollars, I would have thought he would have been fighting that in court as opposed to just saying, I'm not going to pay it. Because you know what? You don't not pay your taxes. You fight them legally in court. If you have an issue with the IRS, you go hire one of those IRS companies. You know what I mean? And I would think this guy would be smart enough to hire some good attorneys and say, listen, we're going to fight you and take it all the way to the Supreme Court. You'll get just as much coverage, I think. Well, maybe you wouldn't, as you are having a standoff or whatever is going on. I just don't want anyone to die. You know what I mean? I think that's bad for both sides.
And like you certainly Waco, don't, Texas, or Ruby Ridge.
Yeah, anybody did.
He should fire back at them. I may owe you millions, but you federal government, you owe trillions. So who are you talking to?
Well, and there you go. Yeah. Well, thanks, Jenny. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Take care, Jenny.
Well, we may talk about that and get some other callers as well. So it's a big start. We'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu in Nevada. Demonstrators celebrate after hearing that Uncle Sam is standing down in a standoff with a rancher over grazing fees.
The Bureau of Land Management has decided to end their operations here prematurely and pull out. According to the BLM director, and I'm quoting, based on information about the conditions on the ground and in consultation with law enforcement, we have made the decision to conclude the cattle gather because of serious concerns about safety of our employees and members of the public.
Fox's William Lajeunesse, armed militia, and other ranchers had rallied to support Cliven Bundy, accused by the government of illegally grazing his cattle for decades. The couple sideswiped in the Northern California crash that killed 10 people, saying the tractor trailer was already on fire as it came across the median before it hit a bus full of students. And no signals heard since Tuesday in the search for the missing Malaysian airliner. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The 2014 Spring Campaign for 40 Days for Life will start on Ash Wednesday, March 5th, and end on Palm Sunday, April 13th. As in the past campaigns, there will be a prayer vigil at the Ann Arbor Planned Parenthood Facility, 3100 Professional Drive in Ann Arbor. To learn more, visit 40daysforlife.com. The Livingston Christian Schools in Pinckney will be hosting an active shooter response training instructor course called the ALICE Training Course. ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. This two-day instructor training course is designed to teach proactive survival strategies in violent intruder or active shooter situations to law enforcement as well as school, church, hospital, and workplace administrators and employees. This course provides training that will bridge the gap between the time a violent event begins and law enforcement arrives. It's a two-day training course and will be held on April 15th and 16th from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Livingston Christian Schools, 550 East Hamburg Street in Pinckney. The cost is $495 per person. To learn more, visit alicetraining.com or call 734-878-9818 or email office at livingstonchristianschools.org. The Washtenaw Community Concert Band presents their 35th anniversary concert Thursday, May 8th. This free event will start at 7:30 p.m. at the Towsley Auditorium, Washtenaw Community College. To learn more, visit ipsycomband.org. That's ipsycommband.org. To review these events and others, you can always visit Wham's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com. You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift. I'm guessing the show is being hijacked by the cattle ranch guys. So
could be.
I guess we're going to take this call from John, Farmington Hills. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm on my way to Saginaw. I never get on the highway. What a nightmare. But I want to say
Saginaw
something.
Saginaw sounds like the nightmare.
This rancher, listen, this guy... They're trying to say that the cows are causing flagellant gases and all this stuff, and it's thinning out the ozone layer and letting the ice caps melt and shifting the weight of the planet and all this stuff. I'll tell you what, nobody's mentioning the fact that if we go back in time a little bit, there was buffalo, 60 million plus of them out there eating the same grass on the same plains, and these guys are twice as big as a cow, and they're letting out all this gas, and they got along just fine with the tortoises for them to live this long, and the government just killed euthanized a thousand of them because they're going all through Vegas again. This is just a cover for Agenda 21 to come in and scoop up the land. And Dirty Harry Reid is out there, and he owns that. And they've gotten rid of every farmer and every rancher except for this guy, and they just backed off now. And I think the only reason they did is you guys are getting the word out, and the politics is coming to a head with the voting, and so they're pulling back a little bit, the reins. But this is just their way of more control over the people. If your drainage ditch has water in it, it's a wetland, and they want you down to an eighth of an acre.
Yeah, well, that's a great point, John. You know, I never thought about the buffalo point. I mean, well, millions of years the buffalo been out there coexisting with the turtles, and now you're complaining that a couple of thousand cows are going to kill the tortoise?
See, here's the thing, though, regarding flatulence, the buffalo were much more polite than the cows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's documented.
Yeah, great point, John. Great point. Well, you have a safe trip up to Saginaw, and call us again next week. Hopefully we'll have some more news on this. Take care.
Okay, God bless.
All right,
bye.
You too. Let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, how are you?
Just fine. How you guys doing today?
Good. What's going on, Jimmy?
Well, you know, Mr. Bundy was paying his fees to the state, $450 a year he paid for grazing fees, and the water rights he got because he maintained the infrastructure that was there. And because the wild animals, the tortoises, the horses, and everything else that lives out there had relied on those cisterns for, you know, since 1870-something, you know. And that was all destroyed by the BLM. They took a lot of that down and destroyed some of the infrastructure out there. But what happened is the feds actually came in and seized this property from the state. And that's how they said he wasn't, and he refused to pay them grazing fees because he said they didn't have any right to do what they did in the first place.
Yeah, well, it makes you wonder. There was a congressman on one of the shows this week that I was listening to from Nevada who was talking about the federal government doing that very thing, seizing the land from the state. And I thought to myself, well, why aren't you guys using the 10th Amendment to say, no, you're not taking our land for this? I mean, if it's something super serious like Yosemite or Yellowstone, it's something incredibly unique. Not every acre of grazing land or mountain land is unique and should be turned into some freaking national forest or whatever. They've got way more than they probably should in my book. And so I if that's the case, I think he's got a point. As long as he's been paying the state but chose not to pay the feds, maybe he's got a valid point.
Yeah, that was his argument from the very beginning. And he had documents showing that he had paid every year. Every single year they had paid. Now, they had gone up incrementally over the years, obviously, with inflation and what have you, but they had always paid their grazing fees forever. Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, that's the first I'd heard that he was actually paying prior to that. So that's good news. Anything else?
Yeah, they were also making this huge deal about a couple of the cattle, I guess, had been hit by cars and what have you. But there's cattle crossing signs out there. I've been to Nevada. I've been in places like that. And you drive down the road, they're like deer. You have to pay attention because they wander around out there. It's called free grazing. That's why you have to brand your cattle, because your cattle get in with everybody else's, and they have a roundup. That's why they round them all up. They pull them all out.
Hey, Jimmy, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I saw this documentary on PBS. It was, what was it? This family, these groups, like maybe three or four families, it was like a reality show, and they had them go to Montana or North Dakota, and if you could survive on the land, I think for 5 years, they'd give you 300 acres, something like that. So they're going to recreate that whole, you know, resettling the land. And anyway, part of this was one of the families was informed that this cattle, what do they call that? Not a stampede, but when they're moving their cattle drive, was going to be coming through. And so they had the right of way unless you could build like a fence to keep the cattle out of your property where you have your crops and that kind of thing. Because otherwise, the cattle could come right through there and just stampede over your crops, your house, everything. Is that kind of a law still in effect out in, say, Nevada where there's free grazing?
I can't answer your question, but yes, probably. And I saw the same television show. Actually, my wife and I had loved that. It was called Something Homestead.
Yeah, it was just a classic. I loved it too. That one really wealthy family from California. They had the two young daughters, and their cow got loose, and it's in June. And the snow, they woke up to like 8 inches of snow on the ground, and they had to like go wandering around in the snow looking for their lost cow, just like it was back in the day.
Jeremiah Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well,
it
great.
It was a very good show.
Yeah, great call, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
And we'll have to maybe continue this discussion. All right, so tortoise drive, is that what the feds are going to do? They're going to eliminate the cows and now do a tortoise drive to round up and save all the tortoises or something?
Tortoise drive sounds pretty boring. I want to see them herd the cats.
Cat herding.
Yep.
the whole thing is just crazy. But again, I think it's part of the federal government's overreach. You know what I mean? I think the states really have to step up. I mean, if you're a state senator or state representative, you need to be talking to your own federal congressmen and say, you know what, you guys are overreaching. And stop this kind of nonsense and leave us alone.
These reach-arounds.
I don't think they're getting that. That's what I'm thinking. Well, let's get back. I wanted to stick on Hillary because we had some stuff that we wanted to get to. And, of course, we had been talking about Jimmy Carter dissing Clinton for not doing her job as Secretary of State while she was working for Barack Obama. And then yesterday, funny enough, Hillary Clinton gets a shoe thrown at her, and it related to George Bush having a shoe thrown at him in Iraq. Now, thinking that it's a Muslim, but it wasn't. This was just a crazy woman who decided to throw a shoe at her. And Hillary was speaking at the Solid Waste Management Convention in Vegas.
Appropriately so.
And I want you to listen, because I think she handled it pretty well. You know, sense of humor. What can you do? If someone throws a shoe at you, you got to do that.
Except when she kept asking about, was that a bat? Was that a bat? That kind of was irritatingly stupid. But
yeah, well, Derek, you got that track ready? Let's hear how she handled this.
Cycling about two. What was that, a bat? Was that a bat? Is that somebody throwing something at me? Is that part of Cirque du Soleil? My goodness, I didn't know solid waste management was so controversial.
Was that Cirque du Soleil? Was that some TP? Were you throwing at me?
Are you threatening me?
That's what I immediately thought of when she was speaking. I'm thinking, is she talking to Cornholio out there?
You know what? Here's my thought when I saw the video of that. And I know this is going to shock you, but I wasn't all that happy about it. I thought it was classless. I didn't like when the shoe was thrown at George Bush. I didn't like when it was thrown at Hillary. I don't want to see the woman, even though I totally lambasted her. I don't want to see her hurt. Definitely don't want to see her killed. I just don't want to see her as president.
Right.
And so to see something like that, I thought it was just not – it wasn't a good thing. I didn't think it was funny. I really didn't like it. I thought that it's a totally, like I said, classless way to handle something. And once again, you see these types of things. Where is the security?
Yeah, well, that's the surprising thing. You know what I mean? Here is a probable candidate, and somebody can walk down the aisle and chuck a shoe. This lady's name was Allison Ernst.
And that shoe was like a bullet.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing flew so fast you couldn't even hardly see it.
Yeah. And Hillary's no spring chicken anymore, so she was covering up. She did pretty well.
She did really well.
She had good reflexes.
Kept her composure. Yeah, I mean, as fast as that shoe was thrown, nobody could. If that shoe had been on target, there's no way she would have missed it.
I'll give her credit. She did handle it very well. There's going to be charges labeled against this crazy lady, but she's got some other problems, and I don't think it was anything political other than this lady is just an idiot. So, but again.
But you know that Hillary Clinton's got a Secret Service contingent If not, plus private bodyguards. Yeah. So how somebody could, and this woman was not credentialed, just slipped in there and then was able to throw a shoe that close?
Yeah. Either that or she's got a really good arm.
I mean, thankfully, this woman throwing the shoe is like the Detroit Tigers bullpen. You just couldn't throw it where it needs to be.
You had to go there, dude. Come
on.
Well,
that's for Derek. I know Derek's probably chuckling. I can't see him, but I'm sure he's smiling. Remember when Ronald Reagan was giving a speech and that guy just walked up to him on stage and started kind of talking to him, and then Reagan turned and looked like, who is this guy? And then the guy like broke that glass, the water glass, and then the Secret Service then react, and they come out of nowhere and tackle the guy. Do you remember that video?
No, I don't remember seeing that.
Oh, it was really disturbing. It's like, how did that psycho get that close to the president?
Yeah, sometimes you got to wonder where our Secret Service guys are that they
I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but what other excuse could there be? I mean, were they just letting these people come up close to hope something would happen? I mean,
let's hope not.
You and I could have provided better security, and we're not trained. We could just be, all you have to do is stand there, and you see someone coming up, you stop them.
Well, that and the fact that we're two tough hombres, you know.
I'm laughing because I'm so out of shape right now that's hysterically funny to me.
Dude, we're two tough hombres.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to change the name of the show to that.
We can do what we need to do, that's for sure. Very short-term fighting.
I can kill a man with my thumb.
Shove a pen right into his throat like Joe Pesci did in Casino.
All right, well, anyways, so obviously this crazy lady didn't like Hillary for whatever reason. Maybe she didn't even know it was Hillary. She might have thought it was the waste management person. She was upset about her garbage being picked up. Who knows? But also out that way in California, Clinton has canceled a speech in San Diego. Now, allegedly, her office is saying, oh, no, they're just busy. They can't do it. But there was a protest scheduled, and the protest will go on. And it's going to be by people who are upset with Hillary's performance on Benghazi, and they want to know the truth about Benghazi.
And a couple of moms that lost sons, right?
Yes, yes. It's the Difference Matters people, and we've got a track for that. You got it ready, Derek? Maybe we have it.
Hillary Clinton canceled her upcoming visit to San Diego. She was going to be greeted by a group of protesters who refused to change their plans.
She frankly is not welcome here in San Diego by so many of us, and we don't want her.
Jen Iverson from The Difference Matters is behind the plans to protest Mrs. Clinton's quest for presidency because of her role in Benghazi.
People of the United States, Hillary doesn't give a damn about you.
Pat Smith lost her son, Sean, in Benghazi. She'll be at the center of the demonstration.
To have her there is very gratifying, and it spurs us on to what we are doing.
Mrs. Clinton is the keynote speaker at the Western Healthcare Leadership Academy, a four-day event being held at the conference center in a week.
All right, so Hillary's obviously making the rounds. These are all freebies. I don't know if she gets paid for these speaking engagements or not, but she's making the rounds in preparation, I think, for running. Whether she's made up her mind or not, she knows she has to lay the groundwork.
Keeping her name out there.
Yeah. And I think people like this are correct in standing up and saying, we're not going to forget this when you run in 2016. The questions still have not been answered. And in this case, what difference does it make? It makes a world of difference. We want to know what really happened in Benghazi and why you didn't take appropriate steps ahead of time. You know, so obviously.
Yeah, I think it's inspiring that these people are doing that to put on this protest and voicing from the heart because they, and those two moms, lost sons, and they're standing up and saying, hey, this isn't going to go unnoticed. You know, her coming out here and acting like she's so great, and then all the clueless people thinking she's so great. No, we're going to be a voice of dissent regarding Hillary Clinton.
Right. Now, what bothers me, though, is we pulled this up from CNS News, from their website, but I didn't see any of this on the major networks.
Of course not. Yeah. You
know? So, again, it's us, small-time radio guys, the conservative talk radio, the blogs, the online content are covering it. And, you know, that's why we do the Daily Drift. I mean, we're putting these stories that you don't normally get out there, and then we cover it here on Saturdays for this very reason. This is what we do this for.
And what you said, Gary, that, you know, the major networks not covering that, that's what contributes to the whole Hillary Clinton bandwagon of she's the greatest and she should be president. We're ready for Hillary and all that nonsense.
Yeah, she needs to be vetted. I mean, otherwise you're going to end up with another Barack Obama who is unqualified, was never vetted, and 6 years later you're asking yourself, why are things so bad? Because you didn't vet the person. You know, you put somebody in charge who has no idea of what they're doing, who doesn't even have the ability to hire the right people or put people in the right position to run the country.
When the election was going on and Barack Obama was running against John McCain, I go to vote, and there's a woman in the parking lot at the voting place I go to, and she's just hardcore Barack Obama. Pleasant enough, you know, had the little flyers and wanted to talk to everybody, and she was maintaining her distance from the polling place by law. And so and it was a really nice day out too, sunny and nice. And I said to her, hey, I want to talk to you when I come back out from voting. So I come out, and sure enough, she's still in the parking lot. And I asked her, I said, you know, obviously you're dedicated to Barack Obama. Can I ask you, why do you think he's qualified to be president? And the only thing she came up with for me was that he was president of Harvard Law Review. That was it. And she wasn't some 18-year-old. This woman was probably in her 40s. And she was just so dedicated to the cause, and I kept trying to get out of her. But there's got to be more than that. Why do you think he's qualified to be president? And she could not answer. And then her buddy came up and, you know, hey, what's he? Is he harassing you? And, you know, I'm like, no, I'm not trying to have a conversation here and understand the mindset. And she could not convey the reason.
Another low information voter.
Totally. But not only a low information voter, but activist.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to be an activist, at least know what the heck you're talking about. Have some talking points and some information to back up your argument, be it right or wrong. You know, that just blows my mind. A low information activist, you know. Yeah.
I think, truth be told, this was a typical activist, if you will, person that was just so anti-Bush that they wanted to see a Democrat in office, even though Bush wasn't running for office again. And they were charmed by the Barack Obama teleprompter ability to communicate and, you know, the head swaying and the, you know, he's a good-looking guy, and he's the first black president. All that just came to a head, and those people were not going to have a discussion with you about the facts.
Yeah.
They just were so overwhelmed with emotion that this was their guy. Oh, and plus he was young.
Yeah, well, you just described probably 40% of the voting population last time around and the time before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just voting based on a minimal amount of information they receive from the mainstream media instead of doing their homework. And people need to do your doggone homework. I mean, it's so important. And it's so easy. With the internet, you can fact check anything. You know, you can look at a story like we do and then fact check it to make sure they know what they're talking about.
Well, you know, and they listen to the, like we say, the mainstream media, and then all the left-wing websites and all the George Bush bashing. And I will say this, that Barack Obama ran a brilliant campaign.
Yeah.
You know, he had the slogans that stuck in people's heads. And he, you know, this will be George Bush's third term regarding John McCain. All that was great stuff. Not the truth, but great stuff if you're running a campaign.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama is very good at campaigning. He enjoys it. So there you go.
Yeah,
it all fell into place for him.
Well, let's take a look. You'll like this one. The company that interviewed and cleared Edward Snowden.
He almost caused me to spit my Rockstar energy drink all over the place.
The company that cleared Snowden now works for the U.S. Immigration Service. The federal contractor sued by the Justice Department for failing to adequately conduct government security clearances, including NSA leaker Edward Snowden, is now processing sensitive immigration applications for the Obama administration. Are you kidding me? This is the United States Investigation Services, USIS. You can look them up online. How do you screw up something so badly like the Edward Snowden thing, and now we're going to give you another contract for processing incoming people to the United States? What?
Yeah, it could be the crony capitalism that we often refer to.
This is criminal. This should be – whoever gave them another contract, or if they already had it, it should have been canceled. This is criminal.
You know what? I want to speak on the Snowden thing real quick and Ukraine. The other day I just had this connecting of the dots, if you will. And I'm not saying that this is ironclad, but when Putin saw our very feeble response to Snowden being granted political asylum in Russia after what Snowden did, basically the United States did nothing, Russia got away with keeping this guy in, I would think that that also prompted and encouraged Putin to do what he's doing now with what he did with Crimea and the threats he's making against Ukraine and some of these other borderline countries with NATO, the NATO countries.
Yeah.
Because he looks at it like, what's the United States going to do? Yeah, look at those Snowden. They didn't do squat.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that was an outright traitor.
Yeah. And that's all that's doing is prompting China to act up a little bit in their part of the world and emboldens Iran.
Emboldened, that's the word.
And Syria and all these other countries to say, we don't have to worry about the United States anymore. They're not going to do anything. Now, this is the faulty foreign policy of a man with no executive experience who now leads the nation's, the world's leading nation.
Yeah, limp handshake foreign policy.
Okay, let me bow. Totally. Bow to you. Yeah. Bow to me. It's insane. It really is. It just blows my mind that this kind of thing can happen.
And Barack Obama, a big part of his campaign was about, you know, the Bush foreign policy. That's why the world hates us, and that's why we're failing, and blah, 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 blah. And look what we got with this guy.
Yeah, under Bush, they may have hated us, but they respected us. Now they hate us and don't respect us.
And laugh at us.
And they laugh at us. Yeah, that's and you know what? People are going to keep pushing that envelope until we get a new president who knows how to work foreign policy. You know, Condi Rice. There you go. That's one of my picks. Don't know that she's got the guts to do anything like that.
No, I'm thinking John Bolton.
Oh,
Condi Rice. Yeah, she can stay wherever she's at Stanford. Stay there. Yeah. John Bolton. That's the guy.
Problem is, he's an old white guy. Who wants to vote for him? I'm just saying.
He's an old white guy that looks like Yosemite Sam. Who's going to vote for him? Anytime I've heard him speak, though, brilliant.
Oh, he's absolutely one of the most brilliant minds I've ever seen.
And cuts through the crap.
Yeah.
Doesn't speak in this, but that's why he probably couldn't be elected, because he doesn't have that political talking in circles way about him.
Yeah, well, and that and the fact that in this marketing-based world we now live in, you've got to have something besides intelligence. You've got to have some charisma, the looks, the marketing. You've got to have something else. I mean, you just can't think you're going to be the smartest guy in the world and get elected. We don't elect smart people.
Well, I mean, he's got that experience. I would say I would like to see John Bolton as president, because if the president really is the CEO of foreign policy, I think the Secretary of State, they're more of a messenger. I don't really even understand.
An
I know we
errand
have the embassy. Yeah, they are.
Grocery clerk.
We have it. Yes, Colonel Kurtz. We have the embassies, and the Secretary of State, in theory, kind of manages that with the Secretary at the you know, United Nations. I get all that crap, you know. But the president really is the person that sets the tone for foreign policy, or at least they should. So I'd like to see Bolton as president off the top of my head, but at the very least, see him as Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And maybe that self-promoter Donald Trump as the trade representative. Because he's a guy that's fired up about how we're being taken advantage of all over the world by these trade deals.
It goes again to the Republicans need to set up their entire cabinet before the election.
I you know, that's making more sense to me all the time. Yeah.
Set it up. Get your strengths out there and show it. So, well, another hour flew by.
Flew by.
Yes, that's what being on energy drinks will do. Warp drive.
It was a lot of fun.
All right, till next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Stay informed, stay educated, and see you next week.
See you then.